of peaches. I have many peaches. I have a bushel of peaches.
You might ask somebody if that's his orchard, and he says, no, I'm just a neighbor. And then, pointing to someone else, he says, he's the man who
looks after it or owns it.
All right. When I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy who
was rich.
All right. Now, speaking of fathers, when I was a boy, my father was very poor, but next door was a boy who
father was very rich.
What is the inside of a cherry called, the part that you don't eat?
The seed.
All right. Do you have any other names for the stone or the inside of a piece of fruit? What do you call it? Seed, do you have any other names for it?
No, I have no other name.
Do you use the term pit, Amber?
No, I don't.
All right. What is the inside of a peach called?
Peach seed.
What kind of peach do we have where the flesh is tied against the stone? You know, some peaches break off very easily from the stone, and some stick very close to it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the kind of peaches that don't peel off the stone very easily? Do you know?
And it's not freestone, is it?
Freestone
peaches
are
the ones, the opposite.
Yes.
And clean peach.
Is that a term you use?
Yeah, uh-huh. Because my father used to have a peach orchard, and I heard that quite often.
Would you like to tell me a little bit about the peach orchard? What was it like? What did he do in the peach orchard?
He looked after a peach orchard for Margier Company. And what I remember about it was how hard they worked looking after the peaches and how he worried about the peaches all year. Because the weather, it depended on whether he was going to have a good peach crop. And in the spring of the weather, in the spring, when the weather would get cold, and he was so concerned about the peaches freezing and not producing. So we always, from spring until summertime, we were uneasy about the peaches because that was his concern about whether he was going to have a big peach crop. And our first visit to the beach was after he had one big good peach crop, made enough money for all seven of us to go to the beach. And I remember it took so much work looking after the peach orchard. And he'd always get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And he went to the farm, which was about 6 or 7 miles out from town. And it was just work with the peach orchard. But then when the peaches did produce and had a good crop, he was always said that all his hard work was worth the effort. But it was during peach season, during that packing season in July, it lasted about 3 weeks. And it was, they worked 14 or 15 hours with the peaches. And the peach fuzz just ran them crazy then. They bought up enough talcum powder to float a battleship because they had to wear long sleeve shirts and they had to have a high collar and button up, and they just filled themselves full of talcum powder to keep those peach fuzz from stinging, because at that time they didn't have any way to get the peach fuzz off of the peaches. They had a small brush that brushed the peaches as they were put in the machine, but it didn't help very much, and peach fuzz just flew everywhere, and all the workmen complained about those peach fuzz because they would get on you and sting you. And of course the weather was so hot during that packing time,